The Global Data Forum is the first of its kind. Talking about the data or statistics, these are very important subjects for the member states. Right from the beginning, day one, of the discussions about sustainable development agenda, they won't have sufficient, accurate information that will serve as a basis of what they're going to do. So that is important.
You've mentioned SDG, sustainable development. Why is data important for the SDGs? What is the kind of connection between these two?
Let me give you a concrete example to illustrate the point. Why data or statistics are so important for international community, for national governments, and for people. Take the registration of birth and death around about 100 countries, they do not keep accurate and complete record of people who died and people are born the new babies. Just imagine, if you are planning for, say, employment, for city expansion, for education, you do not know how many people you have in the country or in a city. That would be disastrous. That shows how important data and accurate information is and will be for the implementation of Agenda 2030.
The gathering of data, including keeping statistic records, varies, no doubt, across different countries. So how can poor countries or poor areas improve their ability and use of data for sustainable development?
This is one of the challenges identified by international community. It would be a very important subject to be discussed in the Global Data Forum. As far as all the countries concerned, they all need improvement in data collection. As far as developing countries, they need disaggregated information so as to find focused solutions to each area. But in the developing countries, as you mentioned, the situation is not that desirable. In some countries, you simply do not find statistical information. They have no methodologies. So what they need is really a challenge, not only for themselves, but for the international community. So what I would like to say is, first, the awareness of the international community for the challenges that we see in the developing countries, in particular the least developed countries. They need information, they need statistics, they need data. Secondly, I think that we need financial input to establish or to improve statistical systems. You need financial support. And thirdly, I think there's need urgently for partnership. The partnership between governments in the developing countries and the partners from the developed countries. And also partnership between governments and the private sectors and the companies and entrepreneurs. So this is the issue we have not got complete answer yet.
There are many countries in the world, unfortunately, are affected by the conflict or armed conflict in whatever sense. For these countries, is data still or equally important?
The information which is accurate and timely will remain very, very important, even in countries of conflict. Just give for example, countries in conflict, you have a large number of camps for refugees. If you do not know how many refugees in the camps, how could you provide food and ordinary daily necessities they need? However, we would like to come back to the idea the relationship between peace and development. Without peace, development cannot take place. Without development, peace and security would not be sustainable. They are interrelated. So what we would like to suggest, as the information and statistics are so important, even for countries post-internal, external conflict, the peace-building process should include the capacity building on statistics. We hope that the countries or international communities involving helping these countries or these communities should keep in mind that data and information are also important for the future development.